Hey guys, I'm Ryan Williams.
And I'm Jake Kern.
And this is 14,605.
And counting.
And we're back.
Here we are. Greetings, Star Wars fans.
Yeah, we're switching it up. We're flipping it. We're
Yeah.
going to start with Obi-Wan first on
The finale.
episode 70. Of
Yes.
14,605 and counting. 70. We're getting up there.
The big 7-0.
We're getting old.
Season 2, episode 12.
Okay. And we are going to talk about first the Obi-Wan finale.
And then we'll follow that with the Ms. Marvel episode 3. Yeah.
So, initial thoughts.
I liked it.
Uh-oh, wait a minute. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Uh-oh. All right.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know if I'd call it a banger for myself. I liked how it wrapped up. They made it very convenient with how they did certain things to tie into the that bridge between Obi-Wan and A New Hope. I have some gears, I think, but I enjoyed the episode. I thought it was a good finale.
Wow. I'm kind of I'm a little flustered here.
I
Oh.
apologize. Don't mean to deflate you.
Whoa. I thought it was fantastic. I
Yeah.
mean, I think Hayden Christensen deserves his flowers for this.
Sure.
The Vader performance wrapped up in this series very well. I thought there was a very great connection, with the whole helmet piece getting destroyed. Very reminiscent of Rebels. When he faced off against Ahsoka, like that was immediately what I thought when I saw that. I'm like, oh, this is Rebels. They're doing it in
Okay.
live action.
I didn't go there. I didn't think that. So thank you for telling me that and reminding me of that.
So I'm like, that's live action Rebels right there.
Okay.
Boom. I very much enjoyed that. When he finally said it, hello there. I'm like, he said it. He said the thing. Like I did straight Peter Griffin. Like he said the thing. Like, yes.
Not only did he say it, he said it to the first person he ever says it to in chronological movie release
Yes.
history.
Yes. Yes. What's that? These are that meme that always goes around where it's like the MMA fight where it's like Joe Rogan and like the two other MMA commentators were like go nuts. That meme
Yeah,
that's on there. That's that was me, like when he said that. Oh my God.
He said it, and I went, "Ah, yes, thank you for saying it finally." They had to.
So yes, that did it for me. As we're recording this podcast, we have those title names now. And my name for this week is.
I'm telling you, I love these. Every time I sign on and I see Ryan signed on, I'm like, oh, there's his title for the week.
My title for this week is Liam Neeson is full of shit. Exclamation point. Because, Liam Neeson, oh, I'm not going to be Qui-Gon unless it's in a movie. And I'm not going to be on television. I'm not going to appear in a television series. Blah, 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 blah. And we said it at the beginning of this series. I mean, he's teed up. They teed him up in the recap of the prequels. I mean, they teed him up so much. There's no way that he's not making an appearance. We said it at the beginning of this series. Like, there's no way Qui-Gon doesn't show up, right?
Yeah.
The way that they teed him up. And yeah, so
I got
although
most
it was
excited
brief,
for that.
it was brief, but it was very well
Yeah.
received. Very well. I was like, yes, finally, he's there. And more of a he had a very laissez-faire attitude. Like, dude, the kid that you went to bat for just destroyed the galaxy.
Yeah,
And
let's get to
he's
work.
just like, oh, he's just so ho-hum about it.
Yeah.
I was thinking that. I'm like, the second time I watched it, I'm like, he's very, very chill right now.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe because he's dead, so it doesn't matter, but I mean, whatever.
It's funny, when I think about it, it's like he's been there the whole time. He's like, I've been there the whole time. I'm like, what? He's like, is this where Obi-Wan gets his sense of humor from? Like, oh yeah, I've been here the whole time. Why didn't you help me? What was he doing? Sitting back there, like, looking strong, Obi-Wan.
Looking, looking
Serious.
strong, Ben or Obi-Wan, whatever you want to call yourself.
That's what it felt like.
They
He's
need
like,
to make a meme like
hey,
that.
I'm gonna write that down. Looking
Yeah,
strong.
make the meme for that. Looking strong, Ben.
Yeah, it's just, it's like he was
He's
watching them. Like,
getting dragged through the fire. Looking strong, Ben.
yeah. So is he like, well, let's see if he makes it out of this, and then I'll touch base. Give him a chance to cool down a bit.
Yeah.
Pun
Ooh.
intended.
Yeah. So I loved it, but like I just thought it was funny. Like he's just very I've been here the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
What took you so long?
it's funny, when he says here, does he mean like literally here, like where he found him, or he just sitting there waiting for him, like he'll find me eventually?
Yeah. So, yeah, but man,
So I marked a few things down that I wanted to discuss, about the episode. Some things were like a little bit of gear grinding for me, but for the most part, they're just points of. You mentioned the mask strike, or I called it the mask strike. When they watched it happen, the way he dove and swung with his lightsaber, I was like, oh, that's just so convenient. Like, but you made a good point that was what they did in Rebels. So I'm gonna let that one. I'm gonna strike that from the list.
And he jumped up from a rock, so he was on the high ground again.
Ayo.
I feel like now Disney Star Wars, like whenever he makes a strike at Vader, he's going to be at some type of high ground.
Yeah, Vader had the
'Cause
high
yeah,
ground
he
there for a minute when he buried him in that pit.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's
And he
true.
didn't use it to his advantage.
That's true. So, yeah, it was very Rebels. Very Rebels. I'm like, yes, that's Rebels. And notice that they did a good job in that scene where Obi-Wan was like, I'm sorry for all of it. And the lightsaber, they focused on the blue shade of lightsaber. They focused on Obi-Wan's lightsaber. And when Anakin slash Vader, he's like, I killed Anakin Skywalker, and then
That was
I'm
my
gonna
next
destroy
note was.
you. Yep. And then it goes to the red focused lightsaber.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, look at you,
And
Disney.
yeah, I when he said that, I was like, well, Anakin, Vader, Darth Vader killed Anakin Skywalker. I was like, oh, it's so convenient. That's why that meme I sent you was so funny. The one I sent him, when it says, it shows Luke with Obi-Wan in the A New Hope. He says, your father's lightsaber, he wanted you to have it when you were old enough. And then it shows Anakin burning in Mustafar, and he says, I hate you. Give my son my lightsaber when he's old enough. Like, and actually, that leads me to the next one I want to send you, which is this one. So I'll let it show up. It's sent.
Yeah, here you go.
And
You told me Vader murdered one. That's yeah, I saw that one. I
you
saw
told
that
me
one.
Vader murdered my father. It's
So
literally what he told me.
yeah, that's a good way that they tied it up though, because he
They did.
didn't lie, right?
Yeah,
I mean.
that one for me, like the way it was delivered, made it seem very deliberate. Like, well, that's what Obi-Wan's going to tell Luke, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm okay with it because it was closure for Obi-Wan. Like, I failed you, Anakin. And he's like, no, I did it myself. You know, like, yeah. Oh, well, I didn't fail you then. Jeez. It was, cool, it was your own doing. Like, fine. See I don't care dog. Anymore. Bye. Stay here. You can burn here too if you want. I don't care. You yeah. know, like, so I'm just going to peace out now.
And then when he said bye, he was like, you know, by Darth, like he. So that was like my one thing in Obi and A New Hope. I'm like, why is he calling Darth Vader Darth? Like Darth is a title,
yeah,
right? Like that's like Mister, yeah. You know what I mean? Like Darth, like why are you? But when you said it here, like I think they deliberately tried to tie that into A New Hope as well. Yeah. But I thought he said it in like a kind of like a. Almost like a mocking way, I thought.
Yeah, punctuation.
Yeah, like he's like, you know, all right, Darth.
Like, all right, whatever. Darth.
Yeah, right.
Whatever, Darth.
Yeah. So I thought, like, yeah, he's kind of like mocking him.
Yeah,
almost when he says that. So I'm like, okay, if he's saying it in that sense in A New Hope too.
Yeah.
Right. He's not giving him the satisfaction or respect by calling him by his Sith name.
Right.
He's just saying, oh, Darth, okay. Yeah. Whatever, yeah,
I'll give bro. I'll give you your title, but I'm not going to give you your name.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm like, all right, that kind of, that kind of made a little more sense to me in regards to A New Hope now.
Yeah.
Seeing him say that in this series, because it's not like you're mocking him.
Yeah.
And because that always bothered me in A New Hope. Like, why is he calling him Darth? That's not his first name.
So like, it's like them showing that is like he has a history. He had a history of saying it to him.
Yes.
In like in a tone of like, I don't accept who you've become, but you are whatever. Fine.
Yeah. Okay, bro. Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically. So.
So, the other thing I had was, because it was, we had Hello There, and I killed Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah.
But the other thing I had was the, well, if you ever need where to find me, I knew he was going to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that one, I liked that one the most. Yeah. Well, I take that back. I liked Hello There the most. But when he told her that, I was like, I think I said that episodes ago. I was like, he's going to tell her, like, this is why she sends him R2 and C-3PO. Like, yeah. Totally why she sends them to him.
Yeah.
Well,
and he said he slipped it into, like, you know, if you ever need help from like a
tired
like
an old
man or something, like, yeah, yeah. I'm like, tired, oh, yeah. Come on.
Now, yes. If you think about it from A New Hope, when the message comes on, she says, General Kenobi, you fought with my father in the Clone Wars. And it's like, okay, now if we're doing this as, I mean, I guess my problem is I know A New Hope was set up and then all the Clone Wars and all the prequel stuff was created after that. I know that. Mm-hmm. So like when people say, where was this person? It's like, well, because they weren't created yet. And let's just go with it. Okay. You know, it's like, where's Ahsoka? Well, Ahsoka can't be there because Ahsoka didn't exist.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe, you know, George Lucas didn't create Ahsoka, you know, she's not going to be in the original trilogy, okay? But
and
she's
plus, around. And she would be in hiding at this point too, because they're still.
That's how they told the story of it to make it so you're like, oh, yep. That's where she was. I get it, okay? Yep. But at this point, she says, General Kenobi, and you fought with my father in the Clone Wars. To me, that message sounds like I'm not familiar with you, but my parents told me about you, so I'm sending this to you because I need your help. In this show, then, they make it sound like they have a connection, and she would send it to him to be like, Obi-Wan, it's Leia. You know what I mean? Like, she would introduce the message differently then. Do you know what I mean? So, so my problem is the way they set it up with how his relationship with her in this show kind of makes it sound like she doesn't know who he is, or she should know who she is, and her message to him sounds like she doesn't. A little continuity issue, maybe.
Well,
maybe I'm nitpicking, but I caught on to that, like, well, she doesn't sound familiar with him.
I would argue, right? At this point, I don't have as much of a problem with that because I can kind of see it in a way like at this point, she's an adult, she's a diplomat, she's a little bit more polished in terms of her language strategies, whatever.
Yeah, maybe she was saying it that way from a perspective. If it's intercepted, it's not like,
Exactly.
oh, you know who
Exactly.
he is and where he is.
I know, I remember what we did in the past. Like, you saved my life. Yeah, but
Maybe
this is
it
official
would damn
now.
her
And
parents
like,
if it was intercepted or something like that,
yeah, right. We're
sounds
gonna keep this
like, more like formal, like she's
Yes.
sending a distress call instead of like, hey, old friend, and like, wait a
Right, yeah,
minute.
it's more of an official, to me,
I
she's
get
making it seem like a
it.
more of an official distress call versus like, hey, Obi-Wan. Like I need you again, bro. Hey, Ben. Like I
Sure.
need you again, bro. Like
That's fair.
I kind of see it that way.
That's
Like
fair. I mean,
I
it bothered me. It just bothered me personally because I was like, just the continuity of it kind of, but like I said, these were put out, the original trilogy was put out. And these are now being created way, way, way later on,
Yeah.
like roll into it. And the original trilogy was not set up with so much flexibility for how things happened in the past.
Yeah, it's kind of like in another thing too, like it's kind of like you don't want to like the way that the Jedi and this whole stuff and war and everything works. Like I feel like you don't want to put all your cards on the table right away. And what I mean by that is like it's just like, for example, like Obi-Wan knows full well R2-D2 and C-3PO, right? But it's kind of like he's meeting them for the first time. Same thing with Yoda. Like Yoda knows
Right.
full well who R2-D2 is,
Right.
right? You know what I mean? But it's like, oh,
And
like I'm.
honestly, that to me was that was done out of like we need to get more miles out of R2 and C-3PO. Let's put them in the original the prequel trilogy. Let's show their origin. So which I love that meme where it's like who had the plans and the they're like, oh, it was a an astromech R2 and a protocol droid. He's like, oh, LOL, them my boys. And Vader's like, oh yeah, my boys, that's cool. That's another good one. So yeah, I mean that's another continuity thing that kind of bothers me, but I let it slide because it's like you said, Obi-Wan would be like, R2, 3PO, what's up, dudes? And Yoda would be like, what's up, R2? Again, you know what I mean? They would know there would be recognition. But I mean, like, would Luke be like, you guys know each other? And be like, yeah, between there we go, far back we go. Like that
That would be funny
right?
if that's how it happened. Yeah.
My boy R2 is yes.
You know what I mean? They're like, Luke is over here training on Dagobah, and like Yoda and R2, they're like cracking a couple beers, and like,
Right.
there's
R2's got some like swamp rats on a skewer over a bowl for Yoda, and Yoda's giving him like an approving thumbs up.
they're over here chilling. Obi-Wan shows up as a force ghost, and they're like having a barbecue and like just
Yeah.
hanging out.
Which is
Luke's
funny
just.
because Yoda was messing with R2 in Empire, and R2 was obviously irritated, but it was almost like it was done out of like, haha, I'm an old man now and I'm gonna mess with you. Ha ha ha. And R2's like, what the hell, man? I'm not telling him that I know you, okay? Stop messing with me. But yeah, little continuity things like that bother me. Certain ones I let slide because it's like, what can you do? They did the best they could. I feel like they did the best they could with this. The I killed Anakin thing I felt was a little, I was like, okay, yes, this makes sense now. The hello there, I was like, thank you, this is awesome.
Yes.
Need my help? I was like,
Now I'm
totally.
glad that the whole what was his name? Freck at the in episode two, was it?
Yeah.
Now I'm glad that they didn't use it there.
Right.
Because we were all kind of pissed off that he didn't say it there, but they were holding it.
Right. And you know what I think the timing for using it when they did, it didn't make sense for him to use it with Freck because he was kind of in this like messed up mental state of like, oh, what the hell am I doing? Yeah. I'm no good anymore. I'm down on myself. He's not going to hello there to Freck. He's just gonna be like, yeah, okay, fine. Thanks for the ride. But at the end, after he's let that all the weight off his shoulders for Vader, he's moving on and he's getting a chance to meet Luke and he's like, hello there. Like he's back to himself.
Yeah.
You know, that's a good twist. Now, I will say that bothered me, him meeting Luke. That bothered me a lot.
How so?
So the whole purpose of a lot of things in Star Wars, like with the comics, with Obi-Wan looking over him in that one comic run with Blacker Santon, they tried so hard to make it so Luke never sees Obi-Wan.
Yep.
Okay, fine. This whole show, Owen's like, no, stay away from the boy, leave him alone, blah, 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 all this. They make all this effort to keep him away from Luke.
Mm-hmm.
And then Reva comes in, which I have an issue with that too. She comes in and grabs at Luke and he is knocked out. Conveniently knocked out. I'm like, go figure. He's knocked out. Now Obi-Wan's not going to be able to, they're not going to be able to see each other. He'll see Luke and save him and Obi-Wan will be like, or Luke will be like, who was that? I don't know who that was. I didn't see it. You know, like totally. I was like, that's really convenient. Fine with it because that is what it is. Okay. But then Owen's like, you want to meet him? I'm like, Owen Lars, what is wrong with you? You want to meet him? You're the one who's been like, stay away from the boy. Like I get maybe he's softening up a bit, but I'm like, the whole point was for him to never meet Luke. And that bothered me. The hello there saved it, but him meeting Luke bothered me a lot. I didn't think
I think they had to at least give something to where
I would have liked if he would have been on top of his Eopie and Luke would have looked at him and he would have looked back and just waved his hand. And Luke would have waved at him, and that would have been it. Like, acknowledging that, hi, Luke, I'm saying hi and bye. Like, what's the conversation that happens then? You know what I mean? Like,
Maybe it isn't a conversation, but, like, I think they have to do something to where, in A New Hope, this is, they're trying to, like, you know, do the best that they can with continuity. Like we said, Obi-Wan, this is, what, 40-some years after A New Hope,
right?
Almost 50. Like, I think they had to do something to where he has that toy, that ship, because he has it in A New Hope. He's playing with it. Like, you're like 19 years old, dude. That's I don't know, but whatever. But anyway,
hey, I'm 38 and I still play with Legos. So,
boy, I you know, after that came out of my mouth, I thought about that. I'm like, I'll just keep going. But
funny enough, we looked at a house today, and we were walking through it, and we were like, the backyard's too small. Front yard run is small too. It just doesn't fit with what we're looking for price wise, everything. You know what I mean? It was just one of those, we have to go see it. But I went in the basement and walked around like, okay, there's like a little weight room area, come around the corner. There's a kid's play area. And I looked in there and I'm like, Lego Millennium Falcon, Lego Milano, Lego, Bad Batch. And I'm like, what? And I wanted to go upstairs and be like, are those for sale?
Yeah.
fully constructed. I'm like you should not leave those out for people to walk by.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I'm not really interested in the house, but
all three of them Lego sets. I got cash in my pocket. What do you want?
I got cash money.
Okay. I'll take all three of them.
Yeah, here's a blank check. You put a number on there and we'll talk.
It was funny because so my father-in-law was there too, and he, I was like, Millennium Falcon, Milano, and he was like, oh boy, and walked out of the room. I'm like, you don't, come on, You know, like, this is like great for me. And then the realtor was talking to us, and I was like, yeah, I'm really interested in those Legos, though. And he went, ha, ha, ha. And I was like, have a good one.
You just blew your sale, dude. You just like, blew any chance that you had. Yeah.
Good day, sir.
Yeah.
Good day.
Yeah.
But anyway, the playing with the toys thing. So.
Yeah. And also, too, they have to, like, I feel like they had to do that. Now, you could have a, you know, if you have an issue with it or if anybody has an issue with it, I can understand it. But, like, they had to do something, I think, to where when Luke and Obi-Wan when they encounter each other for the first time in A New Hope, like, Luke knows who he is. Like, when he wakes up, like, Ben?
Right.
Like and so I feel like that they had to do something there to at least, like, make it so that he's not, like, this foreign character to Luke.
Sure, but when he's so in A New Hope, when he's cleaning R2 and the message pops out, and she says, "Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi," and that's like the only thing that plays. And he's talking to his aunt and uncle and says, "Obi-Wan, what about old Ben Kenobi?" And they look at each other, and then Owen says, "What does he say? Just a myth or..." He's just an old man or something like that. Like, he dismisses it. Like, nah, he's not real. So if he knew old Ben, that would mean when he met him as a kid, that's how Owen introduced him. This is Ben Kenobi, or this is old Ben, you know? Mm-hmm. So he obviously knows who he is. So it's like his uncle's lying to him. Again, a little bit of continuity issue, but I get it. This is where he would have his familiarity with Ben Kenobi. You know, he'd be like, "Oh, I know who Ben Kenobi is. Is that the Obi-Wan Kenobi that she's talking about?" Like, okay, I can get that. I think my biggest problem is just the fact that they went to all these lengths to never have Obi-Wan and Luke meet, and then Owen's just like, "You want to meet him?" And, like, of all people, the one who's like, "Stay away from the boy," like, this whole time, of all people, to be like, "Well, do you want to meet him?" Like, so, like,
well, he was very, I mean, before he said that, it was like,
he is pitying for Obi-Wan. He's pitying him, and
I don't think it was pity. He was like, "All right, I kind of owe him." Like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't pity. It was like, I kind of owe him one. Like, I feel like that's why he did it. Like, it wasn't like because he wanted to.
I totally get it. I get it. Like, I'm not saying that I don't understand, like, how they did it, or like, I'm just saying that my beef with it was just that. It was like, come on, you're not supposed to meet him, and you just, like, met him. Oh, that's my thing. Maybe that's a me thing. Maybe other people feel the same way. I don't know.
Yeah, I just don't, like that meeting, like, I think that it was great lengths. Yeah, I just don't feel as strongly about that.
Okay.
Like, you know, I think the point was that they wanted, Owen wants to keep Obi-Wan away because he doesn't want Obi-Wan to take him through that same route that Anakin went.
Sure, exactly.
That's what he's afraid of.
He maybe put his guard down, too, when he was like, maybe he just needs to be a boy. And then Owen's like, "Well, do you want to meet him?" It's like, ha, worked. Jedi mind trick. You know?
Well, I think, like, at this point, like, I think that Ben kind of accepted, like, well, Obi-Wan accepted, like, you know what, I don't need to be as adamant about training him right now.
Right.
Because he said the future will take care of itself. He's right. Like, all right, you know, this is going to get done at some point, one way or another. I don't have to force the issue.
And seeing how Leia was, I think, also helped, too. He was like, okay, this girl's strong. She can handle herself. Yeah. She's going to do just fine whether I'm there or not.
Yeah, exactly.
For Luke.
So then he's like, Obi-Wan, you know what? Like, this is going to work out, you know, in the end. You know, he's going to be trained one way or another. He's going to get, you know, he's going to be strong. So, like, all right, Owen, have it your way. Fine. I'm good. You know, we don't have to worry about training him. Let him be a boy. I'm going to roll out. Peace out.
He's like, I'm going to close on my cave over here. I'm going to scoot out and further into the desert and get a new cave. It's going to be a little bigger cave, a little swankier, but I'll be further away. So
I think with that, like Owen sees that, all right, he quits now. He's not adamant about trading him anymore. All right, I'll cut him a break.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Like, I give him a break right here. You know what I mean? So that's why I don't feel as, you know, he was so adamant about not meeting because Obi-Wan was adamant at the beginning of the show about his training. And now that that's gone, I'm like, all right, still stay the hell away from us. But before you go here,
you got 5 minutes. You got 5 minutes with the boy.
You got 5 minutes and then peace out. Like, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
So that's how I feel about it.
Yeah. You know?
And plus we got the hello there. So
yes. Oh, yeah. That was great. When he said it, I was like, yes. So good.
Yeah.
So
he said he had a problem with Reva. I kind of did too.
So my problem really was, this kind of, again, maybe nitpicking, but it was a grind my gears moment. So normally, like, when we saw her through the whole show, she was very much kind of just like, I don't care about you. I'll kill whoever I have to get who I want, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But as she's going through the Lars homestead, she's just like throwing them aside and like hitting them. She doesn't kill anybody. Like, that's out of character for her. I get they have to live because they live later on, you know, but she doesn't even make a point of like even fighting that well against them. It just seemed like.
Well, she is stabbed through the stomach too. So she's probably not feeling the best.
Yeah. Right now. sure. But it felt,
I'm just throwing that out there. I'm not arguing against it. I'm just like saying, she's probably 60%.
She like had them. She had them in her grasp. Like all she had to do was like activate and deactivate and like, okay, Owen Lars is dead. But she just like threw him and ran away from him and went after Luke. And I'm like, it's an NPC thing. You don't kill the NPCs, right? Either NPCs, I get it. You can't kill them. She could have like thrown them out into the desert or like drop them like 100 feet and they'd be like, oh, I still survived, you know, whatever. But that bothered me because it just seemed out of character.
Again, my thing is this is probably my only gripe with this episode was this, for a different reason though. Like, was this really necessary? Like, I don't, like, for example, like, well, ever since we had Cobb Vanth in Boba Fett,
mm-hmm.
I always love this line, and I use it in my life. Think it through, right?
Yeah.
When Cobb Vanth, think it through, right? Think it through. Reva, did you really think this through? So you're going to go to Tatooine. You're going to go and kill Luke. And then what, right?
Right.
This is supposed to be like some, oh, this is justice. That's what she says. It's justice maybe in your mind, but like Anakin Skywalker at this point / Vader doesn't even know that Luke exists right now.
Right.
Because he doesn't find out that Luke is his son until after A New Hope. Right. Now what they do in live action, I don't know, but like, so yeah, he doesn't even know that, you know, Luke is his son or that Luke even exists. So like by killing him, what do you actually accomplish? Maybe it makes yourself feel better. Then what are you going to do? You kill Luke and then you go to Vader like, ha ha, I killed your son. And then you're dead. So
maybe,
I mean,
maybe not even, not even the, I killed your son, but is she going to be like, I took care of another force sensitive child. That Obi-Wan was hiding. Is that gonna buy you good faith from Vader?
No, it isn't. Like, cause
well, he's not.
You've already seen what you know he's gonna do and like how he used you.
Right.
So like I didn't understand that from her perspective. Like, she didn't think it through.
She didn't. But you know what, though? I will say this. I thought it was very obvious that that was going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
When she found that when at the end of the fifth episode.
Oh, no, it was totally obvious.
Yeah, this is...
But I just, I felt like that was one thing here. I felt like that whole, this episode could have ran fantastic without that.
I think there was some that was a bit necessary to finish her arc. They had to bring it back to Tatooine. Now, I will say, you know, like first episode, they bring it back, you know, the whole thing with her grabbing on to Owen Lars and being like, are you hiding a Jedi? You know, like, I'll kill this man if nobody steps forward.
Yeah.
Okay, you're closing the loop there. She goes back to them and is like, I can't do it. Like, okay, I get that. But I do agree with you. Like, it could have been done completely without that. Obi-Wan got there a little too fast. Like, all of a sudden, he's like, I'm done with Darth Vader. I'm back in my ship. And all of a sudden, he's like,
that's a fast hyperdrive. Let me tell you what.
Yeah, he's on Tatooine. Like, that was way too convenient for me. However, I will say this too, a little bit of an aside. So, Vader follows Obi-Wan onto this planet, says, I'll do this myself. Now there's a Star Destroyer hanging out in orbit. Okay. Vader's shuttle goes down there, there's a battle. Time passes. They're probably standing on the deck like, okay, where is he at? He said he wouldn't take long. Running the meter here. And then all of a sudden you see, hey, that's not Vader's ship. Where is that going? Something's wrong with him. We need to go after that guy. Like, they're just going to let him go? I mean, they got to stick around and wait for Vader. Sure, maybe go check on him. But
yeah,
let that ship go. You're not going to send
some Vader. That's probably what they did. Like, all right, well, that's Obi-Wan's ship. Uh-oh. What's up with Vader?
Right.
Let's go.
I mean, totally be like, send a squadron of TIE fighters after that ship. Bring it in. We'll go down and check on him. We can't leave. You know what I mean? Like, something. He got out of there way too easy. Okay. I'm like, your freaking Dark Lord of the Sith is down there on that planet. He didn't come off. The other ship came off. Something happened, you know? Get out. Okay, you can't just let that guy go. That was another thing that bothered me. I was like, how the hell did he get out of there so easy? Is he going to the other side of the planet? You know?
Well,
you fly
it all depends on how quickly does he jump in the hyperspace. Because once you make the jump, like,
they can't do anything.
You make the jump, like, you know, so.
But I mean, still, you'd be like, hey, there's a ship coming. Let's get a lock on it. Oh, that's not Vader. Yeah. You know, come on, man. I have to say, I liked how they finished her arc where she was like, I can't do it. And Obi-Wan was like, go live your life, basically.
Yeah. You're not Anakin. You're not him.
Right.
You showed your comrades, you honored them by showing mercy.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and she doesn't have to be that person. So that also shows, I think, foreshadows. I say foreshadows, but it's like you said, almost like, well, from Return of the Jedi, it's sooner, but it's been a lot of time between now and Return of the Jedi, so technically in the timeline it foreshadows Vader finally coming back to the good side.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that gives Obi-Wan hope for Vader. I don't know, but that was I thought
interesting. And there's also, that means that there's also another Jedi / Force wielder out there in the universe that we know about.
Right. When will we ever see her again?
If we're looking at Mandalorian, Ahsoka timeline, there's another Jedi-ish person out there.
Right. So
that's where my mind went. Like, all right, she's out there.
Yeah.
So if they ever want to use that character. So
they could bring it back. And, you know, now we've had a full season. And they called it a limited event. Did you notice that?
Yeah, so
a final episode of the limited event.
So to me,
it doesn't sound like season. You know, it sounds like this
episode. Okay. So they did. I've seen several places, and they're doing this on purpose, I think. I've seen limited event finale. I've seen series finale. Yeah. I've seen just finale. I feel like they're being very, very misleading on purpose because they are leaving the window open. I feel like they closed the door, but they didn't lock it. All right. So if they ever want to open it up again, they can.
When I saw that, I was like, oh, that's it.
I've seen several things where
it was like, on Disney Plus.
I've seen like other places, like on their social media and stuff, like, well, finale, or they just say finale or whatever. So I feel like that, and even they said like they're leaving the door open on a season two, which I personally do not want to see.
And I agree with you.
Because, like, if this is Obi-Wan's show, if this is his story, it's done. We don't need any more. What else is he supposed to do?
Train with Qui-Gon for 6 episodes. I mean, you can't introduce, you can't really introduce a villain of any kind, because that brings the...
Anything. He can't go on any missions because Vader's still looking for him. There's still Inquisitors out there.
Right. You do with Obi-Wan at this point that is going to be exciting enough to make a show puts a spotlight on him then in the galaxy.
Yes.
And someone's going to find him.
Yes.
And nobody can find him because he's a hermit, an old hermit that all of a sudden comes back into the scene to save Luke, basically. You know what I mean?
Yes. And we see that he has his mojo. He has his Jedi mojo back.
Yeah.
So that explains how he can just make quick work of Maul and Rebels.
Yeah.
And I don't want to see a season two because I think all you would do is just water down the Obi-Wan story and you would just make more questions about how is this happening?
Right.
Why is this happening? Why is this dude going on missions when he's supposed to be in hiding?
You did a good job with the series that you had.
Yes.
Don't push it.
Exactly. Yep. Don't push it. I 100%.
I feel like a lot of
1,000% agree.
You and I included going into the series were like, how are they going to do this? I'm excited because it's seeing Obi-Wan. It's seeing Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan again. I'm excited for it. But what the heck are they going to actually do? How are they going to make this story fit?
Mm-hmm.
And that was for one season. So now it's like, how are they going to do it again? You know,
like if they want to continue the story, what I would like to see, and I've said it several times, I would want to see a Vader limited series.
Sure.
Either you can make that bridge between where we're at now and Rogue One, or you can do that time, which was in the comics, between A New Hope and Empire, where he actually finds out that Luke is his son.
Yeah, when they show him crack what do you call that? The windshield of the Star Destroyer.
Yeah.
Force cracks it and he's so like pissed.
Yeah. If they want to continue a story, I would love for them to have a Vader run and maybe get some inspiration from those comics that they have, which are canon, or bring some of those stories into live action.
Yeah.
If that's what they want to do to continue the story.
Yeah,
and bring back Hayden Christensen and James Earl Jones.
Yeah, I was just gonna say if they're gonna do it, they better act on it because I mean James Earl Jones is pretty old by at this point, you know.
Yes,
and I mean, this makes me think of, do you watch The Office? Have we talked about this?
Yes.
Okay, this makes me think of the one episode with Daryl where he's talking to the camera and he goes, well, that was easy. We got a lot of time left. Maybe we should do some more of these talking heads. And he goes, uh-oh. This person, him or her got themselves in this tough predicament, you know?
Yeah.
Just going to have James Earl Jones start cranking out just random lines.
Yeah. Like, get it done. Into the mic? And I say, as long as he's willing and able, get it done.
Yeah.
But yeah, so unless they do that, like, I think this story is done.
Like, yeah.
You've done it. You've done it well. Like you said, we talked about it. Like, what the hell is this story going to be about? We're hyped for it, but like, what is this Obi-Wan series going to be about?
Right.
You know, what can he possibly do? And they pulled it off. But, you know, after this series, like, I think they really limited any other options that they may want to pursue. Like, options that would make sense without gear grinding and, you know, that type of stuff.
I have one point that I forgot to mention. I forgot last week. I thought about it again today throughout the course of the day, and I was mad that I forgot to mention it last week. And I forgot about it until now, and I'm mad again that I didn't bring it up. So I'm going to bring it up now. Are we not going to talk about the fact that Tala, was that her name? God, what was her name?
Tala. Yeah.
Are we not going to talk about the fact that she was force sensitive? Did you notice that?
Yeah. And
did you notice what she did?
What did she do? What instance are you talking about?
When she died, when she set the explosive off. She turned to Obi-Wan and said something, and then she flicked her hand and shut the gate.
Oh, yeah.
She did that.
Yeah.
So are we just going to not talk about the fact that she was force sensitive this whole time? Is anybody going to talk about that? Because that was, I was watching that, and I'm like, hold up, time out. She just shut that door.
It's probably... Disney kind of makes a habit of that. Mm-hmm. Where these Empire people who are force sensitive, we're just not going to act on that. Like, yeah. Finn.
Right.
Like, yeah, this is probably Finn to a lesser degree.
In her dying act, she revealed that she was force sensitive. I don't even know if Obi-Wan, maybe, no, I guarantee he noticed it.
Yeah.
Because he's like, that door shut and I didn't do it. You know, all she did was like throw her hand at it and the door, like the blast door shut and she set off the bomb. I was like, oh, she was a force sensitive person. And that makes so much sense about how she found her way, that she was helping these force sensitive people get to safety, even though she had signed up to be part of the Empire, because she is one herself and she's been hiding it.
And maybe she got some training too from the Jedi that she was helping.
Maybe
in the path.
Yeah.
So,
but I'm so mad at myself. I wanted to talk about it last week when we did our episode, and I forgot. I didn't write it down. And I was driving. We were driving around today, and I'm just, you know, my mind going off on its tangents, and I was like, son of a, why did I forget this?
It would have been awesome to explore that a little bit. Just like in Finn's case.
Right. Well, there was also, I mean, yeah, Finn being force sensitive, but there was also the, there was another thing. I don't know if we talked about this or not. I can never remember. We talk about a lot, but there was also the thing about Finn and Poe potentially being an item that was mentioned as part of the show or part of the movies.
Yeah.
That didn't get addressed either.
Yeah. I think they can improve on developing new stories and tangents that are away from like the Skywalker saga. Right. And, that's a route that they could have went. And that's something that they could have explored. And that's something that Taika Waititi, he's directing a new Star Wars movie.
I saw
And that's
that.
something that he said that he wants to do. Like, he wants to develop a new story that's not Skywalker centered.
Well, I mean, there's a huge galaxy, and I mean,
Yes.
we're always on this outer rim, basically,
We're always on
focus.
Tatooine in some
Yeah.
way, shape, or form. We always
In
get
the
the
area. So I mean, if they're
Tatooine.
hyper using their hyperdrives to light speed, I mean, how big of a quadrant of space are they really jumping around in if they can get places so fast? It can't be that large of a quadrant. I mean, yeah, I don't know.
But yes, that's a good point about Tala. Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, I was so mad that I forgot to mention that because that was big to me. Like I even paused. I was like, let me think about this for a second before I go on. I really want to hone in on this. She did that. So, the last note that I have for the show was, you ever watch a TV show and they're in their final season? And maybe they're living somewhere or whatever. They got like a really, like the set is really big. You know, kind of like with Friends, they had the apartment, you know. And in the final episode, they clean it out and it's an empty apartment and they kind of show it and they show them standing in the doorway
Yes.
looking back, like, oh, the memories.
I think of Fresh Prince
Right. Okay.
and
There you
MV.
go. Looking around. Yeah. So,
I think Martin did the same thing too, where
yeah.
when he moved, like, yeah. He's like, yeah, so yeah, the empty dwelling, that's a common thing. Yeah.
And they did that for Obi-Wan. He cleaned his
Yep.
cave out. He had like hardly anything. It took him probably like 5 seconds. And
Yeah,
they
right.
had
You know,
him stand
he put his stuff in his duffel bag and, peace out.
He left that gray cube like a tote. I don't know if that was supposed to go with him or not, but it was what was that for, like the landlord to, here's all the stuff I had to leave that you wanted
Yeah.
back. So which it was an open cave anyway. Look, that Jawa walked right in. He was like, oh, you're here. Like, yeah, there's no door, dude. It's a cave. But he like walked out, it looked like he almost cleaned up too. It's like it's sand and dust and rocks. Like, what do you have really to you, did you dust off all the rocks so it was clean for the next
I
tenant?
mean, he wants to make sure he gets his deposit back from
Right, his deposit. Yeah, I thought that was I kind of chuckled a little bit at that, but it was like, okay, I'm moving on to my next dwelling. But
Yeah.
they gave him the farewell dwelling nod. I thought
Which
that
I
was
wondered, which
interesting.
when we were watching this series, I was wondering about that too, because I'm like, this is not his home where he was in A New Hope.
Right.
Like, this is like very, like, just man, literally man cave-ish.
Right. Yeah, he
Like,
definitely had
when.
more of a more established place.
Yeah, like he's got like a condo in like A New Hope, like,
Right.
so I'm like, how does that happen? I was thinking about that in the beginning of the series. So I'm like, all right, cool. He moved. So that kind of tied that up for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, another thing too, with A New Hope, and when you first meet Ben, he calls them the Sand People, the Tusken Raiders. He just calls them the Sand People. He scares them off. I don't think he fights them, but he kind of scares them off.
Yeah, he does the whole wave thing, and yeah, which
Yeah.
Family Guy does like a awesome spoof on that. That's awesome.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
So the thing that gets me then is if later on, when you know, like when we watch Mandalorian and Boba Fett, and both of them have like this respect and like connection with the Tusken Raiders, you would think that Obi-Wan being a Jedi and being of that like Jedi mindset and being in the desert for almost 20 years would have had more of a positive connection to them. I mean, yeah, it was this whole negative aspect of the Sand People being savages in the original trilogy, and they've rectified that now. But you would almost think that he would have maybe have like, oh, I've been living out here with these guys and they don't bother me, you know, like, hey, leave my friends alone here, go away, kind of thing.
Maybe you would think.
Yeah.
I don't know. That might be just kind of like a they didn't think of that. That's probably like another continuity thing. Like, okay. 40 years ago, they weren't probably thinking about the whole boba deal and the respect that they have. That
They were using
the
the sand people as like boogeymen of the desert, kind of. They weren't thinking about
They weren't
developing them
developed like they
into,
were that like they
right.
are now.
No, exactly. I get that. But he also, so they also show him with the Jawas, and, so he knows the people of the desert, basically. I guess maybe I would have liked to see that a little bit more. Maybe him, like, as he's riding out to his man cave, maybe if there would have been like a run-in or like a nod or something like that. I don't know. If they would have showed something, I would have appreciated that. They didn't have to. They didn't do it, obviously, but I think I would have appreciated it at least a little bit. But yeah, that's yeah. Here nor there.
Well, it's over.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of these things that I brought up, it was like there were some things that I was kind of like, I really like this. Well, I'm kind of whatever about it. Now that the series, well, the season, we'll say season, now that it's over.
I'm gonna say series. Like I would be kind of like disappointed if they season two. I'd be like, what are you doing?
I agree.
I'm hoping it's series finale. That's what I'm
But
hoping
I
for.
feel like they shouldn't do it. I feel like they're gonna do it though. And fine, I'll watch it. But I mean, now that it's finished, we have all six episodes. I feel like a lot of those things. I'm like, okay, I can make a more of a point of talking about things. I'm not gonna be like, this sucks, and it's like, okay, you watched one episode, come on, not that I thought it sucked, because I didn't, but I didn't want to be that way. Like Reva's performance. Okay, so you said, okay, first couple episodes you think, okay, people are like, she's terrible, like, give her the full season. Okay, now that we've revealed that she was a Jedi youngling that has been on the run after Anakin Skywalker stabbed her and watched all her friends die, like, she hasn't had social development. She's hiding that in the, we talked about that last week, but it makes more sense.
Yes. No, her performance makes total sense.
Yeah.
So,
Anyway, that's all I have for the Obi-Wan
yeah.
finale.
And Liam
With his laid back.
Neeson's
Oh yeah, sure. Let's go, Obi-Wan.
full
Let's keep going. I've been waiting for you.
Jerk.
Been waiting for me, ass. I've been looking for you.
You're looking strong, so you
Yeah.
know, I just
Looking strong, Obi. Looking strong, Ben.
somebody needs to make that meme.
Yeah, I'll piece it together. I'm gonna write meme down. I'm gonna take care of that after we're done
Looking
recording.
strong, Ben.
Looking strong, Ben. Anyway.
Well, I'll say that. For me, this is probably now that it's all done, it's very, very, very strong Star Wars material. Will I put it over Mandalorian? Probably
I won't.
not.
Yeah.
Yes,
I put
but
it over Obi or Boba Fett though.
it's very strong,
Yeah.
very strong.
I mean, I'm sorry, but not Boba Fett, Mandalorian season 2.5.
but yeah,
Your mind. I mean.
this is very strong prequel era Clone Wars material.
Yeah.
And yes, it delivered. Delivered.
Yeah. Well, thank you, folks, for listening to this Star Wars portion of our show. If you'd like to continue on and get resituated here, we will be now moving to Ms. Marvel. I don't think we have... Well, what's the next Star Wars thing we have? Is it Andor?
It's either Andor or the start of Bad Batch Season 2.
So it's Andor and or Bad Batch Season 2.
Get it? Get it there? Andor begins...
and or... I'm here all night.
That... August 31st, Andor. So yeah, we'll get that first.
Okay. So. That'll, well, for the Star Wars fans, it'll be the next time you hear from us is Andor. If you want to continue on, we'll be moving right into the Ms. Marvel part of the show. So
yeah.
From a galaxy far, far away, for Bullseye Rye.
Bullseye.
This is Hot Take Jake. And as always...
As always,
hold on to your butts.
Boom.
All right. And here we are. For those of you timing in here for the Ms. Marvel portion of the show, this is Hot Take Jake and Bullseye Rye.
Bullseye. Pew, pew.
There he is.
Yeah.
14,605 and counting. Welcome.
Welcome. Ha ha.
Hello there.
We're not in the Star Wars portion anymore.
We're not, but I couldn't resist.
Episode 3, Ms. Marvel. And I, let's see. I enjoyed this episode.
Yeah, first off.
I very much enjoyed this episode. I think we went into... like I said last week, I was hoping, and it's looking like that we're turning to the superhero portion of it and the nitty gritty of the story versus the kind of coming of age high school story, which is fun and light, but like, right. I kind of want to like get into the nitty gritty of things. And we did that in this episode.
Yeah.
I have some questions though. I have a sticking point though too. Not a sticking point, but it's like it's the whole Inhumans thing again. And
yeah. That was my hot take, and I don't know if it's gonna come to fruition.
No, it's probably not.
No, it seems like they're going more with like an Indian folk, or I'm sorry, Pakistani folk tale, the jinn.
Yeah. So, all right, let's get into it. All right. So, I like the episode, but let's get into the origin here. So let's go comic book Ms. Marvel origin, right? Okay. She's an Inhuman. Terrigen Mist. It unlocks the Inhuman DNA. And she gets her, what do we call it? Like stretchy or...
Her Imbigan power.
Yeah, her Imbigan power. Like stretchy slash like the way electric plastic, like she can form into different things. Yeah. That power. So yes, that's the comic book origin, Ms. Marvel. So we get into this episode where we get the reveal at the beginning that the lady is not her mother. Like, it's, so I was thinking, not her great grandmother, I should say. Because I was thinking that in the last episode,
another
like,
that's, failed hot take.
Yeah, I was like, that's probably not her great grandmother. I don't think so. But
probably not going the Kingo Eternals route either.
Yeah.
I'm striking out, guys. I'm striking out.
But we find out that her and for the life of me, did you, what's her name? It starts with an N, I believe.
Najma,
Najma?
Najima, or
Natima or not, not
Najma was how it was spelled.
NAJMA,
MA.
Najma. Okay, we'll go with that. If I'm pronouncing that wrong, I apologize. But she was with Aisha, Kamala's great grandmother, and we find out that they need two of the bangles to get home to their dimension, which is of the Noor dimension, NOOR, Noor dimension. So we have this flashback to where they find one of the bangles, which it's on a severed hand, and the hand is blue. So looking like it's a Kree hand, right? Which could play into how this connects to the Marvel's movie and how Captain Marvel gets involved. So write that down, right? So that looks
Dang.
like that could have been a Kree hand. And that may be how Carol Danvers gets involved, in the movie.
There you go, Bullseye. Getting a little
Pew,
Hawkeye
pew.
action in there.
Right? Pew, pew. But, okay. All right.
Pew pew.
But, okay. All right. So we got these interdimensional beings here. So they can't get home. They need two of the bangles to get home originally. Aisha in the flashback, Kamal's great grandmother, puts the bangle on. She gets the whole,
The shimmer.
purplish eyes things, and they get separated, and here we are, right? So they're stuck in our dimension on Earth 616, and Kamala puts the bangle on, and now Najma is aware of Kamala's existence, right? And we find out that these people, they're called the clandestines, right? But they're from this Noor dimension, and they have abilities. They're not super powered, but they have abilities that it seems like that from their other dimension, like since they're here, they have these abilities. So it's kind of like an Inhuman. Right, so here's my that was my whole thing. Like, all right, we're making Inhumans almost, but not making them Inhumans. So I was thinking, like,
Unless
why
they
are we?
open up the portal and it brings the Inhumans in.
I didn't even go that far, but wow. Wow. But that was my thing. I'm like, all right, you kind of made like an MCU Inhumans origin story. Like, and then they're called the Djinn in our world, in our dimension. Like, because in episode, what episode was that where it was episode one or two, like her brother, Kamala and her brother were in there when they're in her bedroom and he turned the lights out. It was like, are you scared of the Djinn? Right,
That was the second episode, I think it was.
yeah, and they're kind of like the it's kind of like ghost stories, right? In Pakistani culture, right, of the jinn, and
And
but they're
jinn
real,
are
I guess,
the I think even like if you go as far as Middle Eastern, I think the
is Middle Eastern in
jinn
general.
genie, like you think jinn genie in a bottle, like I think that's where that origin comes from because it's like a like not like a spirit, but it's like a powerful being that's kind of like a boogeyman in a way, but or a demon. They call them demons even sometimes. But
So like I was just thinking in my head watching this episode. So like they're making their own Inhumans, kinda, but they're from another dimension. But we had to change our powers because we didn't want to make her an Inhuman, and the MCU doesn't make sense for Inhumans, but we're still kind of making Inhumans. So I was
Right.
like, what is that was my thing this episode. Like I liked it, but I'm kind of like thinking like we're kind of like making some Inhumans right now. And yeah, that was my thought. So
Yeah.
what did you think? Like am I like a like am I off base here? Like I was like why don't you just make her an Inhuman?
I know.
Like
It seems like they're going to great lengths to make her an inhuman without making her an inhuman.
yes, and I get that. Okay, Marvel slash Disney, they've done a great job of representation, and I think that might be probably a good reason or primary reason why they're going this route is because they want to have the representation of Middle Eastern, Muslim.
Sure.
So I get that.
You know
I
what
just felt
though?
like.
The thing I guess that I don't like about that, not the representation, I feel like they're trying to give the weird stuff such a grounded base by making it folklore or cultural. Let shit be
Okay.
weird. Just let shit be weird.
Yeah. Like, yeah,
Don't
the
need to explain
Inhumans, that's
everything.
weird. Yeah. Yeah.
Inhumans thing is weird. Let it be weird. Just let it happen.
Yeah.
I mean,
Yeah.
everybody's desire for an explanation to everything, you don't always need an explanation for everything. And that's
Yeah.
coming from me, somebody who's in a science background who really wants to have explanations for things. Yeah, you know what? Let it be weird. Let people's minds run wild. Let them think, "Oh, that's where it came from." Just let them run wild. It's like, "Hey, she's an inhuman." Done. Okay, fine. We'll explain it. We'll explain it later.
Explain later.
We have a
Yeah,
folder.
exactly. We'll explain it later. But
You don't need to explain why she is the way that she is in a 6-episode series about the character.
yeah.
They didn't. I mean, they don't do that with a lot of the other characters. Just let them develop over time.
Yeah.
Don't force it. I feel
Well,
like they're
just like
forcing it a bit.
Wanda. Like
Yeah.
Wanda, like they literally like they kind of like retcon her origin. Like after WandaVision, for
Twice.
WandaVision. So like, just let her be an Inhuman and
Yeah.
then go back later. But I think that with this route, like I said, with that bangle coming off of a what looks to be a Kree arm or hand,
Yeah.
they're really trying to tie in
The cosmic
Carol
aspect.
Danvers.
Yeah.
Yep. That's what they're doing.
So
That's
are
what
you
they're.
saying that maybe maybe her family origin dates back to like a an early Kree not invasion, but like influence, and that's her family maybe has like Kree blood in them.
If they're from another dimension, this Noor dimension, then I think yes, there could be some Kree involvement
Maybe
because
like a Kree Noor war of some
something,
kind. Because
something,
the Kree
yeah.
have been known to like what am I trying to say? Like they're a warlike people and they tend to like assimilate other cultures.
Yes.
Maybe that's the word I'm trying to think of.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the route they're going, because they made the Kree to be like villains
Yes, they
in Captain
did.
Marvel, and which is odd that they made, the Kree the villains and the Skrulls more
The
good.
scrolls are kind of the good
Yeah,
the
that's
good guys
very
slash like they're the sympathetic figures.
right,
I
right.
won't say good guys or I would say the sympathetic figures of
Yeah.
Captain Marvel. Yeah, something like that. They sit, and Najma said that they were banished, her people were banished. Now, maybe that story might be fleshed out a little bit more too, and maybe again, connecting to the movie with the Marvels, maybe Carol Danvers can help flesh out that story as to why they were banished, or was there some type of Kree Nor conflict or clandestine conflict, something.
Maybe it
And
was one of those things where, like, the Noor broke the barrier of the dimension and the Kree came to fight them off and
something.
lock them in. And when they locked them back in, they were stranded, not banished, but maybe stranded.
And maybe this helps to explain what Carol Danvers is doing off planet, or off Earth.
Well, you know
And
what? Another interesting thing I just thought of. Holy smokes. When we're in Shang-Chi at the very end, when they're talking about the rings, and she's like, "Yeah, I've never seen this before." Maybe that was from the Noor dimension.
maybe.
Maybe that's what she's looking at. She's like, "I need to figure this out." And maybe that's what this, like, ancient alien, like an ancient alien ship almost, was what that was brought from. That's what Shang-Chi's father was. Where he got the rings from, the material for the rings from, if I'm remembering correctly. Maybe that all ties together and it's going to be explained in the Marvels.
Something.
Yeah.
But they're trying to, tie together all this cosmic stuff for that movie,
Yeah.
which I get, and it fits really nicely because in this series and in her comic origin, Kamala is a Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers fangirl,
You think
hardcore.
we're gonna get a Brie Larson, like, post-credit scene in the final episode?
Probably, yeah.
She's like, "Oh my God, I get to meet you!" And she
I
goes,
mean,
"Yeah, come with me," or
they're
something like
supposed to
that.
be. I mean, it's reported, like it's supposed to be a direct connection to the movie.
Yeah,
So,
I mean, maybe we get
yeah.
one, or maybe it's Carol Danvers, maybe it's Monica Rambeau, maybe it's both. Whatever. That'd be
But
kind of
yeah,
sweet.
it's supposed to be a direct tie-in to the movie. So,
Yeah.
yeah, I would expect that. I would not be surprised by that.
There was a mention of a paper by Dr. Eric Selvig. That was pretty
Selvig, yes,
cool.
yeah. I'm like, oh, Selvig. Let's see. Yeah, another interdimensional. Yeah, this
Yep.
whole
He's got the experience.
interdimensional travel. Yep, he does.
Yeah.
Maybe he makes a special guest appearance here too. I don't know.
Yeah, give him a little bit of a little more screen time. Be cool.
Yeah, because we haven't seen him since Dark World.
Oh, wow.
I mean, like, I would know about Dark World because
I think you're right, though.
I've slept through most of that one, so
He didn't show up in Ragnarok.
no.
No, he didn't, because we didn't get Jane. We didn't get any of them.
Yeah.
He had mention in WandaVision, but we got Darcy instead. Yeah, we have not seen. Oh, wait a minute. Was he in Ultron? Seen or mentioned? I think did Thor interact with him in that? He might have been mentioned.
I
But
think he
you're
was mentioned. I think Thor mentioned him because he wanted to go. Damn, I can't remember if he at least mentioned him. He might have seen him because he had to go figure out what the Infinity Stones were all about, why he was getting these visions. And
Right. Yeah, he kind of
so
went off and came
he at the
back.
very least mentioned him
But
before he came back.
we haven't seen him in a long time.
Yes,
Yeah.
that's our point.
Exactly. Trying to figure out, the last time we
Yeah,
saw
I
him,
want to
but
say it was Dark World, but I don't know what the hell happened in Dark World, so I don't,
Oof. Oh, Dark World.
Yeah, but yeah, so yeah, we're probably gonna make some cosmic connection here,
Yeah.
but I just still feel like we could have just went with Inhumans. But I get it. You got a movie to
Right.
make. You got the Marvels movie to make, so you have to
And I'm not so well versed in the Inhumans that I know a lot of the characters or anything. I mean, I know Ms. Marvel and I know Moon Girl. Moon Girl is an Inhuman. What the is that what the no. Yes. She's an Inhuman. Okay, so like maybe there aren't enough known characters that it's worth bringing it in, but I mean, come on, Black Bolt is
Yes.
pretty big deal. So I mean, at the very least, I don't know. Something they did in this episode that I kind of liked, well, that I liked a lot. They did a lot of cultural stuff with the
Yeah.
talking about the djinn, talking about with the her dad spoke to her brother with the fundamental choice of life to live life in fear or love, and talking about the junoon, the passion, and the man choosing family is never alone. So that was cool. I liked how they did the I do three times. I don't know if you caught on that when they're at the wedding, they made them say I do three times to each other. Like, to me, that seemed like that stood out to me. Mothers and daughters, the eternal struggle. I really like that they do that, they take the time to do the things they do culturally.
Did you see the commentary when Agent, was it Deaver, her name?
Dever Devers.
De
Yeah, I
Deaver
wrote it
something,
down.
yeah. She busts into the mosque and Nakia shut her down basically. And then
Yeah.
she's talking to Kamala later, like, yeah. I mean the whole like, good Muslim, bad Muslim thing, and I was like, whoa, this conversation is loaded here.
When she said they're
Yeah.
operating out of this mosque, and Nakia
Yeah.
said because she was
Yeah.
enhanced or because she was spotted in a mosque.
Yeah. I was like, wowzers.
They
That was
went there.
probably my highlight. That was probably like one of my big highlights of this episode. I was like, wow, we are taking some jabs here.
Yeah,
Social commentary here, which I'm here for it, but yeah.
I wrote it down. Well, because even in the last episode, they said something to the effect of check the mosques. You know, the FBI is looking at those anyway. They made a comment like that. So that was like, wow.
Yeah. Like, all right, Disney. All right.
So I want to. I wrote. I take notes. Kind of. I take less and less notes. I tend to refine my note-taking process as the shows go on. I'm like, this is worth writing down. This is not worth writing down. But I have a note here, right after Najma. I want to say it's like Naima. The J is like an I, kind of. But we'll
Yes, if we're
go.
botching that name, we
We're
apologize.
we
Yes.
definitely are botching that name. It's at this point we're just going with it, and we'll next week we'll probably be like, so we figured it out.
Yeah.
But at that point, when they mentioned they're from another dimension, they're the clandestines, and they sensed the Noor from the bangle. Right after that, I wrote Najma is the villain. Like, I wrote that. I was like, she's bad. I don't care how nice she's being right now, she's the bad guy. And that was shown later on in the episode
Yeah,
when,
she's a total bitch. Yeah.
yeah, she's like, all right, well, she's not gonna
Yeah.
do it, we're gonna make her do it. Like,
Yeah.
okay, there she is,
Yeah.
rearing her ugly head again. So
Yeah.
that was like, there's your villain. Like, I don't know if the DODC is gonna be truly a huge villain. I think, given what I read about Ms. Marvel with the US government being a villain for her, or the government in
Yes.
general. I mean, yeah, maybe it'll play kind of
They're
minor,
the
kind of,
side villain.
yeah, just to
They're the
kind of bring
side
to
villain,
light social commentary.
or we can get a double pump fake in reverse to where, yeah, we're putting together a new squad, a
Right.
younger squad,
That's the only thing I can think positive to come out of that. But if
Yes.
anything, they're a side villain for social commentary.
Yes.
But I think the djinn are going to be the true villains.
Villains,
True villains.
yeah.
And then, like I said, that whole thing with Cameron, he is a Ms. Marvel rogues gallery entry, so So are we going to talk about Brown Jovi? We're Brown Jovials. Like, this is awesome.
I was kind of disappointed. I wanted to hear a couple of their covers.
Yeah, like, that would have been great.
Yeah,
just like in the background or something.
I feel like we should get like an extra credit. We should get like a deleted scene, or like, you know,
kind of like how Hawkeye did with the musical, where they got a whole
yeah
scene.
We need to get some of that. Yeah, that'd be
please.
Fantastic.
Somebody put it out there. Someone from Disney Plus just put out like a deleted scene. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Here's a Brown Jovi cut from Brown Jovi.
Yeah.
I love that. When he's like, "We're Brown Jovi." I was like, "Yeah, it's like a Bon Jovi cover, man. This is great."
Yes. Yes.
It also made me think of The Office with Scrantonicity. Kevin's band. Roxanne. It's all, the only songs they know are the Police.
So, man, I enjoy it. Like, it took this episode to really, all right, we got the superhero stuff going now. So I'm like, I'm locked in now.
As she's starting to find herself with the powers too and everything.
I hope that she stands on her own as much as possible. I know they're trying to, I know this is going to be a tie into the Marvels, right? And I hope she stands on her own as much as possible for this series. The social commentary is great.
Well, cause we know Captain Marvel will swing in and be OP to everyone's chagrin because nobody likes her. Nah, I'm not one of them who doesn't like her, but you know what I mean. Oh, here she comes again. Miss, I have so much power, blah, blah, blah. How does she have so much power?
Yeah, well, I mean, but at first, man, this movie's going to be terrible for a lot of people because, you know, a lot of people didn't like, you know, this series to start. Although, like, I saw it, like, is it, like, on Rotten Tomatoes? It's, like, the highest reviewed series so far.
Good. I mean, I wonder. I would
maybe not by the audience, but I think the
critical claim,
the reviewers, the critical score.
Yeah, you know, I think I'm going to have to do a little bit of research to understand why people initially wouldn't like the show. I probably don't have to dig too far. It's probably pretty obvious. Give you one guess. But I can probably I'm going to have to do a little digging, Ryan. Hang on a second. I'm already done doing my digging. Yeah, it's because it's I don't mean to say it. I don't need to say it because we know. So nobody's going to like the Marvels because it's going to be a movie that's run by three women, and two of them are of non-white ethnicity. So that's going to get negative reviews right out the gate.
Currently, it's standing at a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Good. I'm enjoying it. It's fun. It
has a higher rating than every other Disney Plus series from Marvel Studios and Lucasfilm.
Wow.
The only show that rates higher is season 7 of Star Wars Clone Wars at 100%.
Wow.
So.
Okay.
But again, these reviews on Rotten Tomatoes, they're very fluid.
Yeah,
so it can change a lot.
Yeah,
Obi-Wan with a 75%. Wow,
there are a lot of people who haven't been liking Obi-Wan. Teach their own.
Yes.
Whatever.
Yeah,
it's fine. I mean, just because we like it and we're talking about it doesn't mean you have to. If you don't like it, you don't like it. That's fine. We're not telling you have to, or that you're wrong for not liking it. If you don't like
it. No, absolutely.
That's totally fine. Yeah. But, I mean, we stand where we stand. This is our show, and that's that.
Yeah.
So there.
Well, like. Well, for Hot Take Jake, this is Bullseye. Wow. All right. So there, basically. But yeah, even it took an episode, not for me to warm up to it, but like I just couldn't get over the powers thing.
Yeah.
And which I'm still not really over, but I'm like, all right, I'm accepting. I accept it, you know, at this point now.
Yeah. Some of the shows have taken some time to get into. I would say the two shows I think that really jumped out as like hot right out of the gate was, Falcon Winter Soldier was hot right out of the gate. There was a lot of action.
Mm-hmm.
And Loki. Loki went right into let's roll. Even WandaVision, it took like 3 episodes to get.
Yeah, WandaVision, People started people hated WandaVision until episode 4, I think.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, up until episode 4, people hated WandaVision.
Yeah.
And then now it's the greatest thing ever. Yeah. So, yeah.
And really, Hawkeye, Moon Knight. Moon Knight, I think, had a little more of a hot first episode. Hawkeye. No, I think it took the second episode before it was really like, oh, let's go. But mm-hmm. I did the let's go thing, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
You know what's funny? It's a little side note here. Donovan does that now. Like, he'll be like, okay, what do you want to do? And he's like, I want to go outside. I'm like, you want to go outside? He goes, let's go. He's like, let's go. I'm like, oh, man, you were excited.
Yeah.
He does the let's go. And it's super cute. So, anyway. Yeah. I've enjoyed this show so far. There are some things that, there are always going to be those things.
Yeah, like for me, like I'm glad they kind of shifted away from the whole high school thing.
Yeah, they threw it in there to get you the feel of like, yes, she's.
They 18. Get you the feel, which that's the way it's supposed to be. But like, all right, I get it. Now I'm glad that they kind of shifted away from that a little bit.
Yeah,
so.
Like showing you that she just is getting her, she's just about to get her license. That's that.
Yeah.
In perspective, that's her age as a character.
Yep.
We've nailed it. Okay, let's not dwell on it. Move on to the thing. I think choreography in terms of fight scene this past episode, I'd probably rate that pretty low.
Yeah, that wasn't very.
I mean, her against 4 interdimensional beings that have been here since the 40s, maybe further back. So they're really old. I mean, they should have been able to take her out pretty easy. Yeah, she's able to swat aside with me. She's learning the powers, but. To me that was a little weak. That could have been done a little differently, Don't send the full team after her. Send one of the djinn after her and let her like take care of that one, and then it's like, oh, we need to send the next one, or maybe we'll send more next time. Like right away they just went full power. Let's all 4 go get her. Let's reveal ourselves to the world as we attack this 16-year-old girl who has a bangle on her arm. That could have been done differently in my eyes, but
yes,
but I don't make the big bucks.
No, neither.
No,
do we? Yeah, neither of us made the big bucks.
But as I'm working on what I am that you know about, maybe.
Maybe. I mean, I'm kind of making sort of some big bucks. Like I get paid every week now with the 2 gigs.
Yes.
And my check from Orange Theory was a lot more than I expected it to be. So I'm like, man, I'm going to be rolling. And
did they sneak it in there to be like, hey, maybe you want to reconsider?
Wow. I don't know. I'm not going to talk more about it because I don't know who's listening to this, but
no, I was just kidding.
I was very happy. I was very happy with my Orange Theory check, given the amount of hours that I work now. I was like,
yeah.
Yeah, I looked at my, I looked at my pay stub online, and I'm like, oh, okay.
That's always nice. All right. To see.
It was nice to see. And then, I get my first city check next week. So nice. I get paid every week. Every week. So I'm like, ha. So I'll be making some, you know, a little bit of a big bucks, not Disney big bucks, but hey,
Making
I'll make
money.
it
Making
enough
me.
to not get an attitude when I go to the gas station, which I had to do today. And I know I'm going way off target, but I just have to get this off my chest, man. Like almost $70, and I had a 40-cent discount and almost $70 to fill up
That's
my
about what
tank
it's been about that much for me to fill mine up too.
with the 40-cent discount.
Yeah. I know I turn around and I'm like, this thing's still chugging, things still
It's still
chugging. I'm like,
chugging. Oh my God. What the? Then I
It's
feel like,
kind of been high.
how did my tank just all of a sudden get bigger now?
Right. Well,
Like,
you know, what else is funny too is like I get gas and I'm, you know, driving around doing what I do. And then, you know, a couple days go by and I get in my car and I go, how are you that low? How are you that low? This is some bullshit. You know, like I have more gas than that. Do I have a little hole, a pinhole or something in there? I
So
give like the side eye to my fuel gauge. I'm like, you're lying to me, aren't you?
yeah, I just had to get that off my chest because yeah, I was not happy.
Yeah.
Almost $70 with that discount. Huh. Yeah.
Well, how about that?
Well.
Let's see where we go. Episode four here. I don't think I have much more to talk about with this. You got any final thoughts?
No, I think that yeah, we are setting up. I think the big thing was that bangle and that Cree hand. It might not be Cree, but it was blue, all right? You
Right.
know, so it was blue, Cree. This is supposed to be a direct tie into the Marvels, Carol Danvers, Captain Marvel, Cree.
I'm liking the puzzle
Yeah,
you're putting together.
you
I'm liking the
know.
puzzle. The
You
only
know,
thing I
so I
can think
mean,
of is maybe the djinn from the newer dimension, you know. Oh, they, I guess in like popular culture or whatever, you'd see blue skin for a djinn. That was what I thought when I saw it. I didn't go right to the
Okay.
Kree. It was a good jump, though. I really liked it. And like I said, I really like that puzzle you're putting together.
So we'll see where this interdimensional thing goes.
Yeah.
And we'll see if Selvig, we probably won't see Selvig. We'll just have Bruno probably read his stuff.
Yeah, possibly.
You know, that would be kind of nice if we
I
do
mean, they brought
see.
back Darcy. Why not?
You
Hey,
know, so.
and if they bring him back, maybe that's a leap to bring him back then in Thor or something like that. I don't know.
So.
All right.
But yeah, that's pretty much all I got.
Okay.
You know.
Well,
It'll
next
be
week,
a we'll have a
go ahead.
nice focused episode next week
Yeah, that's what I
for
was just
episode
gonna
four.
say, that we're done with the Star Wars for some time now until August. So next week we'll be back to being fully Marvel. Ms. Marvel episode four. We'll see where it goes. I'm excited. I'm enjoying it. Along for the ride. Hopefully you are as well.
Yes.
All right. Well, for Bullseye Rye, this is
Yeah.
Hot Take Jake. And as always,
As always,
hold on to your butts.
boom.